'Tis the season to be jolly, but not for everyone. The holiday season can actually exacerbate feelings of isolation and depression for some. People without strong family bonds may feel especially lonely during the holidays. Dr. Myrna Baestas, clinical psychologist and director of the Child and Adolescent Behavioral Health Program Under the Rainbow, says reflecting on the year can heighten anxiety, and if you add in the pressure to be cheery, it can be tough for people suffering from depression or mood disorders.
A lot of emotions come up, and naturally there'll be some negative emotions as well as positive ones. Sometimes it's joy and happiness, and sometimes it's a lot of nostalgia or sadness and possibly anxiety of what's coming or how to think of the future.
Baestas says instead of glossing over feelings of anxiety, make space for them and talk about them with others. Anyone who experiences lack of motivation or apathy for 2 or 3 weeks is advised to seek help. Baestas warns that many people try to distract themselves from negative feelings by overindulging in food, alcohol, or drugs, by being promiscuous, or by spending too much. She adds that depressed people also tend to isolate themselves.
Not wanting to be part of that event or preferring not to go to the family function or not going to the work holiday or sometimes even overworking, taking on shifts and taking on days for other people to be able to go with family. Those are all behaviors that end up putting you at risk.
In the Midwest, people who get the blues around the holiday season may actually be suffering from seasonal affective disorder or SAD, which is linked to depression felt during the colder winter months. Baestas says there are ways to treat that, and not just through medications. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.